A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will prepare for all peoples a banquet of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, of food rich and juicy, of fine strained wines. On this mountain he will remove the mourning veil covering all peoples, and the shroud enwrapping all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord will wipe away the tears from every cheek. He will take away his people's shame everywhere on earth, for the Lord has said so. That day it will be said, "See, this is our God in whom we hoped for salvation. The Lord is the one in whom we hoped. We exult and we rejoice that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord rests on this mountain." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time Jesus reached the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into the hills. He sat there, and large crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the crippled, the blind, the dumb, and many others. And they put these down at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were astonished to see the dumb speaking, the cripples whole again, the lame walking, and the blind with their sight. And they praised the God of Israel. But Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel compassion for all these people. They have been with me for 3 days now, and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them off hungry. They might collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread in this deserted place to feed such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves have you?" "Seven," they said, "and a few small fish." Then he instructed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and he gave thanks and broke them, and handed them to the disciples, who gave them to the crowds. They all ate as much as they wanted, and they collected what was left of the scraps, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. Matthew, in presenting his memory of Jesus, is not very subtle in his criticism of the young church, the community that he is writing to. An already established community, a community that already suffers the weight of the sociological and political structure of being church. On the one hand, there is the marvelous fulfillment of Isaiah's vision that in the presence of Jesus, we come into this overflowing abundance of healing, of mercy, and of celebration. On the other hand, there is the criticism that sometimes we come to Jesus simply for what we can get from him. And here we see that contrasted with the crowds that follow Jesus. Yes, they came. They received the healing, the relief that they sought, and they stayed. They stayed for 3 days. They stayed until their food ran out, and then still they stayed. They didn't simply come to get something from Jesus. They came to receive in a very real and profound sense. They stayed and listened to Jesus for 3 days until their food ran out. Now, how many of us have not at one time or another complained about a 15-minute sermon stretching into 20 or more? They stayed for 3 days, until their food ran out. much more than what we are prepared to do. We come to get from Jesus so often. We come to take. We don't often come to receive. To receive from Jesus something more profound than that which we can take or that we want to get from Jesus. And in the middle of this account, there's one of my favorite words in the New Testament, or at least in the Greek of the New Testament, splanchnitzon. And here in the form, Jesus referring to himself having this splanchnitzomai. It is a gut-wrenching compassion. I am in turmoil for these people. It's so much more than I feel sorry for. I am in turmoil for these people. They have come, they have stayed beyond the food that they had available to them. And that expression of compassion is addressed to his disciples, is addressed to them as a question. I have compassion, now what shall we do about it? And of course, the disciples immediately try and avoid the question by talking economics and money, and then have to be reminded that they too have a contribution to bring, something that gives an answer to the compassion that Jesus feels for the crowd who have stayed for 3 days beyond their ability to look after themselves. The disciples can only offer excuses until they are challenged to offer what they have, almost nothing, but certainly enough when compassion, splanchnon, splanchnitzomai, as Jesus says here, my insides are turning, churning for these people. When that compassion is applied, there is always more to give. And that is a criticism of the institutional church. This episode of the multiplication of loaves and of the fish is a criticism of the institutional church already in Matthew's time. For often, we come to take. Often we come to have our wants and needs fulfilled. How often do we come to truly receive? And how often do we come to truly compassionately give? For it is in giving that compassion unfolds and fulfills and becomes the fulfillment of the celebration of joy and of divine love that the prophet Isaiah and the other prophets looked forward to. When we come to the Lord, we must come to give, not to take, not to get. We come to give, to receive in a true sense, so that in turn we give the little that compassionately becomes the more than enough for the world. So when we looked at the crazy mixed-up situation of politics and COVID and our human inability to react to a crisis compassionately. We are challenged as church, as the faithful, to give, to have compassion, to receive, not simply to get and to take. And in the paradox of truly receiving, enabling us to truly give compassionately, lies the watching and waiting which we undertake in this Advent season. Amen.